Srinivas Kambala. Today we are discussing about hotel accountancy. The chapter 1 is Introduction to Accounting and Financial Analysis. Let's discuss further what exactly it works. Today the subject objectives are to understand the accounting. Whenever you are running a hospitality industry or a hotel industry, you need to take care of your finances also. Whenever you are taking care of your finances, that comes under accounting only. As a hospitality manager, you need to take care of accounts also. How exactly that accounts work, what are the things you need to analyze in accounts, we will discuss in this chapter. And importance of accounting and finance in the career of hospitality manager. If you are looking as a hospitality manager in hospitality industry, obviously the finance part is also very important, because you are running a business to get the revenue, and out of the revenue to make the profits. For that, the accounting is also very important. So this is also very important chapter. And to learn about three fundamental financial statements, what exactly the financial statements works in a hospitality industry. There are a few financial statements like, you know, P&L, like balance sheet, which we will be discussing in further chapters. To become familiar with fundamental revenue accounting concepts, whatever the revenue you are dividing, there are a few breakups are there, which we would be discussing further. To learn the revenue and profit formula, exactly, because running a business and getting a revenue and the same time getting a profit is also very important. That formula, exactly how it works, we will learn today. Introduction to Accounting 1. Hospitality managers at entry level need to understand, whenever you are entering into hospitality manager, like initial management level, management positions works with the initial management level, he grows as a general manager level. Even initially, if you are entering into hospitality manager, you need to know the financial fundamentals also. So how to use fundamental accounting concepts? For example, if I say in accounting concepts, whenever you are running a business, you need to make a bill, right? You are making a revenue. Out of the bill, you need to make a financial statement. What exactly the expenses also, entry level also, you should know that accounting methods. And methods of financial analysis of departmental operation. There are few departments are there in a hospitality industry. It's not like only a restaurant you are running and you are getting a revenue. Out of that, there are rooms, there are banquets, there are restaurants, there are bars. There are multiple ways you are getting a revenue. Out of multiple ways you are getting a revenue, each department should have accounting, so you can analyze exactly where you are getting revenue, where you are getting profits also. At the same time, application of these methods of departmental operations, which we have discussed now, there are different departments are there where out of the departments you are getting a revenue. That is very important. Introduction to Accounting 2 is bookkeeping methods of maintaining financial record of transactions. What exactly will happen is, whenever you are generating a revenue, you need to keep accounting in books. That is very important. There are few softwares are available where the revenue can be converted into accounting department. And preparation of statements and assets, liabilities and operation results of the business. Whenever you are running a business, there would be some assets are there, there would be some liabilities are there. Whenever you are making your profit and loss statement, what exactly your liabilities, what exactly your assets, you need to analyze the same. And preparation of statement, assets, liabilities and operation results of the business. Definition, general understanding of bookkeeping methods and financial transaction of the business, which we have discussed now. There are few assets will be there, there are few liabilities are there. If you are able to analyze what exactly assets are there, what exactly that liabilities are there, then you can understand the profit and loss statement. Basic accounting equation. What exactly the basic accounting equation? Asset equal to liabilities plus stockholders equity. So whenever you are running a business, there would be some investors are there, their money is also involved in your business. So what is asset is liabilities and the stockholders equity. At the same time, liability is creditors claim on total assets. What exactly the liabilities, where the expenses are going on, from where you are getting the business, these are known as liabilities. Stockholders' equity, ownership claim on total assets, which we have discussed. Whenever you are running a business, there are few people, they would be investing money in your business, that is known as stockholders' equity. Accounting, information system which consists of information system which consists of accounting. What exactly is identifying economic events of activities of the business and this same time recording of economic events, activities including keeping systematic, chronological and a classified summary diary events and activities. At the same time, the communication through accounting reports called financial statements in standard formats. For example, if you are running a business, you are getting a revenue and there is some money is coming into business, there is some money is going out as expenses. If I say you have got X amount of the money in your business and in that X amount the some money is going as expenses, you might not understand what exactly is happening in your business. So there should be some fundamentals has to be there in accounting statement. Analyzing and reportal accounting information through use of ratios. What exactly the ratios, how exactly it works under? For example, today the business is 100 rupees and what is the expenses? Expenses are 20 rupees. So your expenses ratio is 20%. So you need to analyze as a ratio. Otherwise, what exactly will happen is the way you are getting the business growth, if you are unable to analyze with the ratio, always there would be a confusion in that. I'll give you one small example. In hospitality industry, there is a major food cost is there and utility cost is there. Today, this month, I have run a business in that my food cost is 20%. Next month, so I will analyze it. I'll make sure that at least minimum to minimum, I'll maintain the 20% as a food cost. And if I don't know what exactly the ratio of the food business is food cost, then what will happen is I am unable to control my profits as well. So that is the reason the ratio is very important in accounting. The same time percentages which we have spoken now. So food cost is 20% which we have spoken. Out of 100 rupees, the 20% is the percentage and the same time graphs. So I will give you one small example about the graphs. And whenever the revenue happens in that, whatever example, whatever the expenses are there, if I give you as a graph, so what will happen is you will easily understand where is my expenses are growing. For example, the line is bigger, the graph line is bigger, means your expenses very very high in that systematic expenses. So where you can analyze that your reports and at the same time charts. This is also one of the fundamental way of analyzing your accounting statements. Now we see importance of accounting and finance of hotel management. So knowledgeable, comfortable hotel management as a team leader shall possess individual skills. Technically, you should be sound enough to understand your accounting. Because if you are analyzing the skills in a chart, in a percentage, in a ratios, so technically if you are sound enough, so computer will give you the clear picture of the accounting. So as a hospitality manager, if you have the technical knowledge, so analyzing accounting skills will be more beneficial for you. And the same time management and leadership, because once I say as a hospitality manager, individually you cannot handle the show and all. If you have the wonderful leadership skills, there are people are there can develop the P&L statements and expense statements and accounting statements and they will present you. Previous chapter we have discussed about the charts and percentage, how exactly your accountant is there, he will make exactly what exactly P&L statement is going on, what graphs are going on, then he will show you. So as a leader, the team is working for you, just you need to analyze the graphs under. The same time financial background you should have. If without financial background, if I give you the clear picture of accounting, you might not understand what exactly is going on in your hospitality industry. So as a leader, as a hospitality manager, you should have the technical and the leadership skills and at the same time financial skills also. And the fourth most is very important is marketing skills also you should have, because to generate a revenue without doing any marketing, you cannot run the business. So as a leader, as a hospitality manager, you should have the marketing skills as well. And the most important, without this you might not handle this technical language. So you should have positive attitude and a proactive attitude. What is proactive? Proactive means planning your job before only. So anything can happen before that only if you are planning. So it is known as a proactive. As a leadership, you should have the proactive skills also. team efforts, you would be handling the team as a leader. There are few people are working under you. If the team works, then only you can grow as a hospitality manager. So now organization success happens with the team efforts only.